Then let's just focus bringing Nubab Khoza. And that the Khoza, good evening. Thank you so much for making time.
Good evening, Stu, and good evening to all the listeners of Rise FM in Ekhaya.
Yeah.
And thank you for inviting me on this big day in South Africa.
Indeed, indeed. It is a big day in South Africa. But I suppose it's a big day more so within those who are close to Floyd Nico Shivambu and also some of the political prospects and this particular project he wants to embark on. Maybe your honest reflection. You were there in the room when Floyd was announcing this particular exercise. What do you make of it? You yourself being Umkhonto West is a political party member. I wonder if you are, though.
No, I am still a member of Umkhonto West. The announcement by Floyd is indeed the right announcement. This is exactly what is needed by the people of South Africa. When you look into the political dynamics of the country, people need a political party that will talk to their needs. Unfortunately, at this point in time, the country does not have that political party. Let me make an example with the party that I'm in now, Umkhonto Wesizwe. All the sound people that are members of Umkhonto Wesizwe, they know exactly how we are treated. We are treated like blind people in a dark room looking for a black hat which is not there. So we are oppressed. We can't breathe. And that goes for so many people in the country. People need change. It's about time that we get someone who is knowledgeable, who is politically sound, that will bring the political soberness into the country so that we will be able to serve and service the people the way we are supposed to.
I mean, at the inception of the MK Party, you were there. You were at the forefront of the MK Party being in Mpumalanga. Give us your honest reflection of how the party has turned out to be, at least in the province, in the context of Mpumalanga. Currently, you've got two people leaving the province, be it in the form of Umamiri Party and as well as the advocate, Mkwebane. And, you know, you look at how the party has ferried around those two dynamics. And yes, Floyd Shivambu did touch on them today, citing that Umamiri Party, when he assumed office, was always at the head of the act, meaning that he was always purported to be going to be suspended. And the utterance there said, look, I've always been one of the people that says, let's not rush into suspending or, you know, terminating membership of persons. You are among those also who have suffered the plight of people being sidelined in the MK Party, particularly in the province. How best do you reflect into what the party has become, largely in the context of Mpumalanga?
The party has become a laughing stock. We have failed the people of Mpumalanga. When MK was formed, people were rejoicing. They said, this is our home. This is our political party that is going to take us there. But unfortunately, as leaders of MK Party, we did not give the people of Mpumalanga what they were supposed to get. Simply because there was no leadership. I will put it like that, but there was no leadership. Because we all know that in a democratic space, people need to be democratically led. We failed to give the people of Mpumalanga a chance to choose or to elect their leader, who they wanted them to lead. What we did, we relied on the trust of the leaders nationally to be the ones that are deciding who leads. Unfortunately, they did not even listen to the people of Mpumalanga. What they did, they chose those that were close to them to lead the province. People who were not politically sound, people who were not politically inclined, people who did not even listen to what the people wanted. Let me make an example. Mpumalanga delivered NK. We are number two in South Africa. But look at what is happening. How many people from Mpumalanga are there in the National Assembly? The number that is there is not the number that is talking to the votes of Mpumalanga. Let's go to Kharisibande. Kharisibande delivered half of Mpumalanga. In fact, more than 55%. But there's not even a single person that is in the legislature. The region that has given most votes, the region that has given the other political parties, in particular ANC, most heart attacks, but there's not even a single person that is there.
Yeah.
And that is not fair. Mm-hmm. We failed the people of Mpumalanga and the people of the country the way we did things.
Okay, I hear you. I like where you're taking this conversation, because you look back in the list that was formulated of those who ought to have gone to the legislature in Mpumalanga, and you look at the list of those who were from Mpumalanga going to national. Umamariphat has always been in both lists, be it the one of national, be it the one of the province. In fact, in Mpumalanga, she was number one. But among those who were going to be going to the National Assembly, I think she was number 12, but she was way high up. You had Ubabu Vusimota on the list. Well, he was way below than Umamariphat. I think he was around the 50-something number, or 98, yeah. That's the correct number, 98. And then you had another candidate who was coming from Pigs League, Isaac Asem, and many others way on the list. Were you not then, as the leadership of Mpumalanga at that time, part of those who compiled the list of persons who ought to go to the legislature here in the province and as well as national?
That's not true, because I led for a very short space of time until those that felt that they were in power and had money decided the way that they decided and put him aside. So there was no proper consultation when people were supposed to be put into the list of legislature and National Assembly. It was something which was done by a group of people who were calling themselves leaders, because they had proximity to the president of the party and certain people, and others who are not going to be afraid. Others that did not get there because of merit. They got there because they bought those positions. It's a fact, and it's known. And I'm not going to hide.
Who bought the positions?
Because I can't mention names now, but it's known. You can even see for yourself.
Yeah. So what do you propose? Because Floyd has announced that he's not leaving the MK party, but he's going to go on a consultative process, soliciting an input from the public to say whether we, in fact, they start a political party or not. But at the onset of our conversation, you've seemingly chosen a view or a position to say that particular exercise needs to be concluded, and the ultimate decision I gather from you is to say there should be a political party formed, because there needs to be a house or a place that houses new views, because you are seemingly not being heard in the MK party, neither in the other existing organizations, such as, you know, the ones that are well represented in the National Assembly. So what do you propose? Do you think that starting a new political party in the context of Floyd and many of those who would be leading it, you know, do you think that's a good, it's a good start? Maybe let me ask it like that, yeah. Ndatepro? Nah, he's gone. I don't know if I've lost him due to technical issues or network, but seemingly he's gone. 15 after 7, if you just joined us. I was talking to Pro Khoza, among those who have led the MK party in the province of Mpumalanga for a very short while. But it's not that short, because at the onset of the MK party, he was among those we knew that we appointed as leadership of the MK party, and subsequently he was then replaced, or Ubabu Kamete took over. I believe Mr. Khoza joins us back on the line. But the Khoza? Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, apologies. I think we might have lost you there for a bit. But I was just asking, let's then reflect on what happened today. There is a view that a new political party must be formed. You are among those that were present in the room. Is that the step in the right direction, particularly in the context of Mpumalanga? We've got about six political parties in the legislature currently. And there's a lot of community-based organizations across the province, be it in Bushbuck Ridge, Istuete, Lekwa, Mkhondo. They are well represented. You even have individuals who are representing themselves in those councils. Do you think Mpumalanga voters have an appetite for a new political party?
I agree with you when you say they are well represented. Given the current situation now in Mpumalanga, there is no one that is well represented. So this is the right move to embark on the consultation process, which most of the political parties are not doing. You know, people like joining political parties, Bawatola Sega Corner. Now, people are going to take ownership of the party because they are going to have a say, they are going to be consulted, and that will give the team that will be consulting a chance to know how to open the party. The founding documents will be based on what the people are saying.
But of course, you are crying somewhat about treatment in the MK party. You are saying, look, you leaving the position you occupied in the MK was as a result of new players coming in, and those who came in had money, so they bought the positions, and subsequently then you were set aside. If I say lame, then within the party that you feel disgruntled in?
Not necessarily that I'm crying. I accepted when I was put aside, even though I was not put aside in Indela Erait. Ukusala kwami is simply because of one reason, discipline. But I still belong to the party. Even if no man nothing approve my mind, where will I go? An option, PFF, not an option, in their corner in those parties. The other parties that are there are all not an option for me. So if there's this call that is there, then I want to participate and be part as the person that cares about the community, that deals with community issues day in, day out. We need to belong. So we need a house where all of us are going to belong, so that when people banama issues, you know, we will take these issues to there, and these issues are going to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Issues are going to be solved. But for now, we are people are dead. Community, and those that are listening will agree with me. How many times have we been crying? And my issues are Baba Mixa Corner. Are they being resolved? No, they are not resolved. So we need a sound political party with sound people. In short, we are looking for a listening ear.
Floyd mentioned something very interesting today. He says, in the next coming of day, we're going to be revealing a group of leaders that he'll be going with in this mission. Are you one of them?
Thank you.
Anzana?
Definitely, I'm one of them.
When it comes to then the MK party, doesn't that then border on ill discipline of members? Because you are then going on in a pursuit of lobbying people to vouch for a new political party or not, whereas you are still a member of another political party. Are you somewhat to campaigning MK party?
We are not becoming MK party. We are just going to listen to the people. If the people are saying we are not opening a new political party, we will listen to that. But as things stand, before I came in to this line, there were numerous calls that I have received, probably many people received. People are waiting. They want to think, when are you coming to Mpumalanga? When are you coming to this place? So that we are going to tell you what we want. Already, you see, there's this term that we use this day in politics, term that says the ground is fertile. People calling, asking all those questions, it tells you that people are not exactly where they are. People want change. And how do we change South Africa now? How do we change the world through politics?
Fully agree with you. Politics is a way and has a role in which it needs to change people's lives. Of course.
And let me clarify one thing. It's not Floyd that just came and said, I will go to the people.
Yeah, who said it?
A national call to say, Floyd, you have what it takes in South Africa. You are a brand. You see, why are you not opening a political party? He adhered to that call and he consulted. In fact, he has already started consulting. He consulted with those people from all the 9 provinces of South Africa.
Yeah. He mentioned prominent names you'll be consulting in the context of Mpumalanga. I know you are from here. Surely you'll be advising on some of the key stakeholders that needs to be consulted here in the province. Who chief among the stakeholders would you be consulting?
We will be going to all the religious groups, traditional leaders, traditional healers, general community members, youth, in fact, everyone. We're not going to leave them.
Yeah.
Business people, we'll be contacting everyone in Mpumalanga.
Bakwaza, all the best in this consultative process. And we hope that you'll be also frank with us with the report of what the stakeholders are saying when you are done consulting.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Wish you well.
Have a good evening.